Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Washington County Attorney John Gish about the county's 2022 crime summary, as well as his new position in Des Moines. Can you first just start by taking me through some of the numbers that we saw in terms of Washington County crime last year?
Yeah, happy to. The first thing that sticks out for me is the number one crime in Washington County for the year 2022 was drug possession. And I'll note that the number one or preferred type of drug in our county is methamphetamine.
And what are some other ones that we're seeing just behind that?
Well, another one that we commonly see is operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, OWI, and we're seeing increases in that number along with drug possession. But I'll note that for OWI, what we've been doing lately is doing more search warrants to collect a person's blood to test it for intoxicants or alcohol. And we're doing that more because we've noticed that individuals are refusing to take the test.
So it's not necessarily that people are doing it more, it's just that we have more resources to find out that people are driving under the influence.
It's probably a little bit of both, but I do credit the sheriff's office especially and the PD for being more vigilant with drunk drivers.
So looking down the list of the top 10 crimes, other ones on there, driving while license is denied, theft, violation of no contact order. Where do these numbers go? Who is using these? Are these for residents just to look at? Does law enforcement use it? Government officials? What do we do with this information now that we have it?
Well, I started collecting this information to understand what's going on in Washington County. And then, you know, I think data and having that knowledge gives us a better way of figuring out how to attack it. What are the problems, right? That's the main question. But recently, I started publishing that information, providing it to media because I believe in government transparency, and I want the public to know what's going on in their community.
You have a couple other numbers in front of you. Can you take me through some of the things that you saw?
Definitely. One thing that we've done in our office, keeping track of, is how often we do search warrants and how often we do investigatory subpoenas. Search warrants are things we work with law enforcement on to search homes, blood draws, like I said before, search cell phones, cell tower records. All these things require search warrants. And we've been very aggressive in that. Every year, our numbers for search warrants have gone up. We did 109 last year, which the most we ever did in 2021 was 75. So a big jump. The other thing has to do with the investigatory subpoenas. We do those for getting medical records. Maybe there's a death investigation that we want to follow up on. We do that for financial records, do that for IRS records.
Looking at the collections for last year, we collected $248,139. Where does that money go after it's collected?
Well, and that total for last year went up. I just got the numbers this morning for the month of December, and the total collections for 2022 was little more than $266,000. Most of that money goes to the state of Iowa. But after we collect more than $50,000, then Washington County starts getting a chunk of that. So, for example, for last year, Washington County earned more than $70,000 from our collections program.
Now, shifting to maybe a little bit more of a positive subject, you were recently named the Assistant Attorney General for Victim Services out in Des Moines. So congratulations on the new job, first of all.
Thank you.
What is that role going to look like when you get started?
So the office, currently called the Crime Victim Assistance Division, they serve a few primary functions. One, they provide grants to law enforcement, county attorney offices, and victim service agencies, roughly $20 million annually. And then two, providing support to victims through the Crime Victim Compensation Fund. And that anytime a victim suffers damage, it's not always likely that a criminal will make them whole again financially. So that fund serves to support victims, provide them money, help them through their time of need. And then the third major function has to do with training and outreach. So they do a lot when it comes to training law enforcement and advocates on how to navigate certain crimes and how to talk to victims when crime has occurred.
What's your motivation for taking on that position?
Well, it took me quite a while to decide to accept it. My family and I are very attached to Washington County. I've come to really enjoy everything I do as county attorney. But ultimately, I thought that by taking this position, I could have a wider impact statewide for assisting victims. And that is what really motivated me. I'm excited to get to work, and I think Brenna has a great vision for this program. She wants to really bolster what we do.
So as you're transitioning into that new role, when you reflect on the last 6 years as county attorney in Washington, what are you most proud of in your time here?
I think just philosophically, how I've built the county attorney's office to focus on crime victims, and I think that's one of the reasons why Brenna offered this position to me. But I also just think about the relationships I've built in the community, how strong we are with law enforcement, very closely connected. But also, you know, I think just how we've done in collections and really increasing that program, adding a victim witness coordinator full-time to help victims. And I know you asked for just one answer, but maybe I gave you a few.
That was John Gish joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Washington County 2022 Crime Summary, as well as his new position in Des Moines. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pat with KCII News.